durch diese Session, der Kolding zu Rashi, der Mandoma Rousse, sich auf Parsch und Sivkan, soll ich dabei durch die Mixas und für die Mixas, it only applies to Milwe. And because it doesn't require any Kfira b'miksas and any Doyer b'miksas. And any Shema who says, Nensu is mechuyev to be nishma. But Rabbi Tam Shite is different. Und vor ich Rabbi Tam doch gekommen. Die Chit Siv Kiuse am Milvenano oder Siv, die nun bei Doyer bei der Schwuhe die Kfira. In other words, it's going to Rabbi Tam. So the pshat in here of Parsha Sifkan, Ligabe Yudoi B'miksas is the same as the pshat in here of Parsha Sifkan, Ligabe Mumchin Shleishu. So just as Ligabe Mumchin Shleishu, even the Mandoma who says it of Parsha Sifkan, he only says that Halvoye also requires Muchin and Gimu. But Shomrim certainly requires. So here too, the Mandoma who says it of Parsha Sifkan, Salvoya requires Hidoi b'miksas, Ukfira b'miksas. But Shomrim certainly required. Von Forschung kam doch auch immer. Die Chsif Kiuse, am Nuvename in der Chsif. Die Birn Hidoi b'adish, wo ihr die Kfira. In other words, if Ruben says to Shimon, Shnei Poris Musart Loch, and Shimon says, Porachas Musart, and it's Nensu, so is Potter. So in other words, only in the case where the Taina is in Gimel Poris.
Taina is what?
Gimel Poris, Nusatloch. Doch akama, dixik sifku ze amil vename udixin. De binoni doye bade shvui di kfire. Vokhaname binoni doye bade shvui di nensu. Avo kfire loy binon. Bayi di nensu. So two poris is not. Uve isi ingen di koye ku ze amil ve koye nam pikotn. וחייכת מילווה מחייב השתי פורס לחוד, חודד ידוי וחודד יקפירה, מחייב נעפקות השתי פורס, חודד ידוי וחודד ננסו, אבל הבחיה ברבה ורומה בחומה, בו ישולש פורס, חודד ידוי וחודד יקפירה וחודד ננסו, תקיעו זה הפקות נדף יקסיד, ולא המילווה. So then the question is, why do you require Kfira b'miksas v'idoi b'miksas b'milve v'od b'ay kfira v'idoi b'milve shemo v'memotzinu yalfiri v'pikod afogadin yishleish o'mumchin v'yalfir o'milve v'pikod m'sarah sanedal v'mandalesli egof parashiyas v'yemir b'miksas m'stabal mila tvei v'oadin d'pikod m'chaye v'kfira v'idoi l'chut v'loi nensu אבל בננסו בלוי כאוזה למחייב דרוך המשמע פשטיקו לצרוך את כאוזה בעד ננסו ולוי ננסו בעד כאוזה אבל כפהקל פוטר לכולם בכל מוקם אפילו מוקם שיוכל לא איס דיזרס הכוסף כאוזה דווקא ולוי כפהקל ועוד כמה מיישנו מילווה מפורש חמתה מי טיימא דמילווה Perush my time in Mixas Chayev V'loi Meimah Migibur Gahakl. Not my time in Milde that Kivahakl is Potter. But my time in Milde that made the Mixas is Chayev Yishvuye and is not Nemon with the Migibur Kivahakl. V'ave Kahidi Seif Perikol Nishvuyin. Kapin Nishvuyin Shloi Bitayne Dikoma Maish Nahane O Perush my time in Dahane. ומה שקוסוף בשבורים גבי מילגוי לכלום ממוח, אבל קוטן מייז ומייז לגורס לרמתם, ובשבורים לישון עם לסן. ועוד אומר בסיימך אז הבייז גם מפתית לחבר בשטר. אילו אמר ננסו לב שבועי בוי, דימש ונסו לחוד ולא ידוע את כל מחי שבועי, immer am Tam, da ich fuhr der Rabon, schen nisken auch jedem Schwarzesses, die Hanne pirka Käse, verpiemes zu Wasser. Wie ihn noch, die Sova Rachmon, warum war Chome, ich fuhr der Reise, und muss ich gern der Rabon, und das mit Reise, der Sonne, ich fuhr auf Nisba Benifta, der Wiesno, ich fuhr auf Nisba Benifta und Reise. Wollt ich nahm für Kascher, sehen wir Schuller, wie sehen wir Schuller, Jizba, und Korbik, Mora, Ramai, Maschetoni, Lehidelei, Wach, Pircha, Lesse, Alibi, der Rat Nachman, die mit mir in Rosso, Masnissen, Alibi, Gschiesi, Gschwur, Bnehem, für Reiche, Bittarte, wie Sefe, Bittlat, und Reiche, Bittlat, wie Sefe, Barba, wie Jeschkan, Maschetoni, Hidelei, אל רבנונה ורבודה פורך, דלקה להר דשאלה וסחירס, ומשנה על דגיל ודחידה כמייסו, הישבו אינם עם דרבון, דמרייסה למחייב, קידן דאין כנדוי, ומי הוא בין לפירש הקונטרס, ובין לפירש המתם קושי, מאוד אמרים אפשר כל הנשבועים במסוכר בלעדים, מתייך שיוכלים עלי יצחת תיכון אילום, יוכלים עלי יצחת תיכון שאת לא שחוך, ופה יחל השפוס השום לחיר רחמונה, איך הם ישכח אסלה, מתייך שיוכלים עלי אדם, יוכלים עלי ננסו, לכפריך, הכל מידים מקסס ליפתם נגד בוי כברק, והעיד ננסו כוי, כי כמה נאמר לאדם, מחויב שבוי, כי בלי ככפיר ידוי, ולפירש הקונטרס נאמר לקי ידוי, כי הוא אמר העיד ננסו נאמר לאדם בו ישבוי, דום חי ישבוי פיקוד נכברק, ויהווה אמרינו דרביך ומרמר חומים לחי ופיקוד הקשיר, וידוי בלוי ננסו אבניחך, אבניחה דיפורך ליאוסון, אבל יתוכן כלל, דרכו של כפיר וידוי לחוד מחייב, אפילו ביקוד, כי דמוך המשנה יסתובה בהידי סלר וסן, ומנהירו ועשת הכפנים, ואף על גן, סאול נהיף יסס חמיש הכפן, otherwise there is no שבוי. Vinira Kipirishoko. So far, Tesis mentioned two shittas. Shittas Rashi. The Chomrim Achai Vishvuye, even by one Torah. And the Shema says Nenzo. Then Shittas Rabnatan. That by Chomrim we require two Torahs. But we don't require three Torahs. And then he mentions the Shittas Rabom. And the Shittas Reform is the Shitta of most Rishim. Most Rishim, Rambam, Rashbo, Pitvo. I mean, Rambam, Raivet, Ran, most Rishim, the Shittas Reform. Vinire, Kipirish Reform, Dim Foresh, Ki, Ksivu, Ze, Amulu, Dersim, Vihilkach, Vibikod, Namulu, Mikminolei, El Bitaine, Dishaychad, Milve, Deine Bekfira Vidoi. In other words, Kfiras Milve doesn't mean Milve Dafke. But what is the nature of Kfiras Milve? The Tevea is Tevea Mone, and he is made a part of it, Mosai. So the same thing is true of Shoma. If the Shema, if the Baalim says the Shema, two porous Mosartaloch. And he says one. He's made a one, so then it's analogous to Kfiras Mil. But Kiksif Guze Amu Udirsit, Vilka Bikod Namu Mitminulei. אלא בטעני איש היחד מלווה, ואני בכפיר וידוי, אבל טעני סננסו לוי. לגבי ננסו, that's not, that's peculiar to שום. That's not common to מלווה. So then, דבר הכל, מה יש נטעני איש היחד מלווה, בטעני סננסו? Because טעני די מלווה, so the potential טעני involves הוזי. But, in Valsozi, and the actual tiny does not involve us. Mashen kein by tiny of Nensu. Aber tiny vorgekommen, meistens tiny's me die Scheiche mit Milwe mit Tainis Nenz und Mosik der Rabbi wie da bei Milwe und ich kann immer hoch ich kann immer mit Tainis Scheiche mit Milwe kein Gefühle wie ich doe die mir ist von der Führer bei mir mit der Jörg bei Chavre aber wie konnten ich kann immer Tainis Scheiche wie konnten die Nenz zu Jörg bei Chavre der Baal Bais doesn't know whether the Shema was Bishea or the Behema died Benes is not part of the case, maze, maze, or mochuya below doy, dim kivrakle your pot of mixas, dim kivrakle your pot of mixas, made him mixas nami potter, be miggedy boy kvrakle, or meal be tinas, kvira afora, moki fiokolo is potter, tizeras akos. Anyway, I think, I mean, there is no other terrace. The trashy shit is like the shit of the river. When Rashi says, by Shomrim Lekel Mimoche, so Kivahakl is Chayev, he means Kivahakl is Chayev in the tiny that is peculiar to Shomrim, exactly like Yeshivas Rambam. And it's not Idecha, like in Rashi's Loshon altogether. All right, now.
Reborn and tasteless.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. ומה הייתה לוחמה? תפגים על הבייס. ומה הפיף? שמחי ומומן, מחי וישבו. עדים שמחי ומומן, עדים שמחי וישבו. ופי ומחי ומומן, וידוע אז בלדים כמעידים גם. מי מומן כנס. So maybe with Nas is better. Uma pif she mechay with Nas, mechay beedin. Shvuo, mechay beshvuo. Uma pif she mechay with Nas, mechay beshvuo. Edin she mechay meisik Nas, and edin she mechay meisik shvuo. Mal pif she mechay vekop, tima beedin she mechay meisikop. Holy cash. רבחיה קרב מי הספירה, קרב מי הספירה, דו אמר עדים מחייב מייסקוב מקו החיים, תתנן, אמרו לי שניים אוכלת חילת, ואימא לא אוכלתי, רב מי המחייב החכום עם פטר. אמר רב מי, אם הביאו שניים מדמיסה חמורו, לא יביאו לי קוב מקל. So if two Eidim say that he was even aware of Mise, he gets Mise, certainly if two Eidim testify that he ate Chilev Vishayeg, so it's Chayev to bring it home.
It's Chayev to bring it home, regardless of what the Baal says.
Omer Reb Meir, אם הביאו שניים מישה חמור לי, הביאו לי כל מקל, אמרו לי, מה אם ירצלם המזי דו יסי פוטר? So there is a machlekes rishenim between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains it, Mayim Yerzalayim Amezi to Yisi Yipoteya means that Mamesh, if he has a migge, he could have said Mezi to Yisi. They didn't know whether he ate the Chilev Sheik or Mezi. So Mele, if he's made it, if he says he did it, if he says lo yachalti, so he's also nem. So the Eidim are nem on, and he's mechui v'kov. Now let's see Loshon of Rashi. Sh'ho yachalim ha-meili to Yisa, v'yipotem na-kov, ma-fishoma lo yachalti pota, v'imal l'ishakya. So Tesis says the Kashi, how is the Shaykh to say, Malu Ishakya Mokameidim, it's a Nige Mokameidim? Mikimokimaidim.
Lo habi migli.
Lava migli. So Tesis explains that it means, since he is able to say, since he's able to, he was able to say, Lechalti Shei Kalamezid, so Mele, when he says Lechalti, and Bezdin was not baiting him, what does it mean by Lechalti? So he's Nemon to Mitaris Dibure. To say, when I said lo yachalt, I didn't mean lo yachalt to Makir Leidim. I meant lo yachalti.
B'shogin.
Lo yachalti shei kalamist. But if he was nivdek at the very outset by Bezdin, then he wouldn't be Nemon. Neged Dagor HaSedi. All right. Now, Tesis says, Mayim yesleim ha-meita yisi le-lishter ha-nemon al-asmi yisam ha-kufeidim Hayim yesleim ha-lidvor of the Rami ha-kom K'dise fe-kom ole Didach lishnet ha-mayim nafikam Vein li-forish U-mayim yesleim ha-she-nem olim ha-lo-yachalti Migedi bo-yom ha-meita yisi Des-rashis pshat Do-migim ha-kameim el-kleim ha-af-ma אמרתי לא אכלתי יוכל לצורה תריס וורם ולמה לא אכלתי שהיא קלמזית ומה ירד כשאמר לא אכלתי ליבות כעיס איך הוא ידעתי ולציף אמר השמזית היה וסבר אבון די מה שאמר לא אכלתי כך הוא ידעתי שלא אוכל שהיא קלמזית ולרד מאיר אף על פי של הבסיף המזית היסי אין בכך כלום דורך אמר אמר רד מאיר אם בתחיל אומה, מייטו יסי שמולי, אם הוא יודוני מקראיים ואחרין אומה, מייטו יסי שמולי, ואם תימה, ואיך נמון לימה, מייטו יסי, הוא אינו במי סימץ מראש, כי דאומה ופרקם די סנדר, גבי פלי נריבן לצין, שאהו איזה נמון, ויש לימה די נמון לפלצמי, אבל לא כאיסי תשובה, So, we see here a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. What's the pshat of Nirmis Asmerosh? Tesis shiti is that the pshat Nirmis Asmerosh is that the dibur whereby a person declares himself a Rosh Eishek is lying. It's a psychological thing. A person doesn't like to admit guilt. If he's lying, so he's an actor. He can say, just as an actor says that he committed murder, so he doesn't mind. But if it's MS, a person is not likely to admit guilt. It's human nature. But if there is a special reason as to why he should admit, he does shuve. And if he does shuve, he has to bring it. So then he cannot bring the korban because he'll be either an isadaraisi of maybe chum azore. So then it's not shaka. But where there is no special motive as to why he should admit his guilt, so then we say a dibur whereby a person declares himself as guilty ishek. That's Tesis Shite. Rashi Shite in Sanhedrin and Ramban here. Now the Ramban here says on Tesis Kashi, how can he say mezid or yisi? After all, in other mismas Roshi. So the Ramban says, in other mismas Roshi does not mean that way a dibur whereby he declares himself into a Roshi Ishek. It only means that just as a Korav is not Nemot to pass the Korav as a Roshi Ladies. If Rudain will testify Reuven and Shimon will testify that Levi, their brother, is a Rosh. So Levi will not become postulatus. So Odom Korv is Latzme. If a person says in Bezdin, I ate Nevele, he's like a Korv. So Mele is postulatus, so he doesn't become postulatus. So it's only Gabi things that require Agorizatus. But things that don't require Agorizatus, so then he's Nemon. He's Nemon. Korban doesn't require Agorizatus. He's Nemon to bring a Korban even though no one saw it. So Mele, he's Nemon. He had to say Mezitris. And that's Rashi Shite in Sanhedrin.
It's not called Meshiv is Atzmo Rasha.
What?
When he says he's going to, he's Mechuyim a Korban.
Yeah. Test some with base in Sanhedrin. The fourth line from the end of Yomit. Ve'omar Rav Yosef, Pleni Rove Leinsi, Hu Ve'achar Yistar from Leah. If Reuven says Shimon was Rebea Mishkasu, he forced me, he raped me, so then he together with another person, Amitzuref to Mechayev
Shimon.
Mechayev Shimon Misen. Let's say Nate, but suppose he says he was Bolal Mishkasru Birzaini. So then, is Roshu Vatei Romu Altoshes Roshet. So then, he cannot be Mechayev Shimon Mise if he's Mitzuref the Navarit, because if he says Lasaini, he says he's a Rosh and the Rosh is postulated. Rav Amar Odom Korev is Latzmi Ven Odom Mishmas Mirosh. So what does it mean? There's the Aloha of Palgin and the boy, because true that the Rosh is postulated. But the plain pshat, even though the other pshat, but the most mistava pshat in Rishayim is, and this the pshat by most Rishayim, is that when a person says, plain Revan Latzeini, when Reuven says, Shimon Rova Isi Latzeini, then in effect he says two things. He says, Shimon Rova, who is the Nirva? It's not important. He is important. Who the Nirva is? Shimon Rova. Well, the identity of the Nirva is not important.
The victim is not important.
He's not a victim. Or he says Litzeini. So he says it's not important the identity of the Nirva. So that's one thing. And then he says another it is. Ani hu Nirva. So Mele, there are two dibur. So the dibur that is whereby he makes himself a Roshe is the dibur of Anio Niova. But the dibur Pleni Rova, he does not involve, he doesn't make himself into a Roshe. So one dibur we accept, the other dibur we don't accept.
Hagin the boy.
Omar Rav, Pleni Baalishti, Hu Ve'achem Mistarfen Lehogi, Avaloi Lehogo. Suppose Reuven says, Shimon was Mizane with my wife, and these postulates Legabi the wife, what kind of Ipsu is it? So the Rambam says, Baal Bish de Rishim Berishim. It's a Ipsu Korev. Like two Korev. Like two brothers, apostolates to each other. The Ravid says, no, Baal Kish de is Baal Dova. When you testify against your wife, it's like testifying against yourself. So he's Baal Dova. So Pliny Baal Ishti, who we are Mistafel or Gay Avaloy Lehoba, Michael Mashmalon, Tim Faldinum Bidibur, Hainach, Mali Tain, Northern Corbis Lassme Amrinon, Eitzel Ishti Loy Amrinon, Kamashmalon. So what does it mean? What could be a Salkadaitach? Eitzel Ishti Loy Amrin, Northern Corb, Lien Talib, Lien Paldinum Dibur, Vihoyu Mehemon, Ahuti Bura le Miktel le Chavre, Liktel le Namele Dido, Kamashmo, that he's not Nemon Alishti. So according to Rashi, the Salkadaitach of the Gemara was that I could say that since the Gabi Pliny, he is not a Korev, he's not a Baldova, he's not a Korev, he's Kosher. So the Edis, Ligabe Ishtei, should also be accepted. Kamash Monok, the Ravid explains it just in reverse. He says, Malitim, because there is aloche of Edish Botlum, Tzos of Botlokulum. And there is a Yerushalmi in Git, Hakeset Nechosov, Lishnebni Odom, Voreidim, Krevim, Mazeh, Ochekim, Mazeh. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says, if the Eide Ashta are craving to Uvin and Rechekim to Shimon, so since the Eide Sligabi Uvin is bottle, because they are craving, so the Eide Sligabi Shimon is also bottle, because Eide is a bottle of Tzoso,
bottle of Ulam.
And Rish Lakish says, no, Ligabe Shimon, they are craving, so the Edis is bottle. But Ligabe Ruven is Kyle. So Mele Ruven gets the matone.
The matone.
And then Shimonat. Now the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Riv, the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Rabbi Ephraim Paskins, like Rish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Ephraim Paskin like Rish Lakish? After all, the general rule is that whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, the Aloch is Rabbi Yechon, because of the Gemara in it. That's in the case where there are two separate books. So that's considered like two stories. Except that the two stories are written on one piece of paper. So what difference is it? So Mimele asked me, Kone, that's one star. Un chos of loikon. Iboil, kol nu chos haik nuloch. Now, so that's one star and one dibo. Omar Abaye mitir shikon atzmei kol nu chos. Omar Rove bishle me asked me likne mide da hava getisho. El chosim lo yikne. Mide Havakim Stokas Alme. El Atsme Lige Likne Mided Havagetish. I'm a Bishan Kosm Likne Midakim Stokas Alme. El Atsme Likne Mided Havagetish. El Marov. Echoze Vechoze Atsme Konen Lechosim Loikon. And the law is like Rovi. that we say pardon the boy. And so the question is, why don't we say Yiddish bottle of chosha bottle of kolo? Yiddish bottle of kolo, even though he has not a dinavedis, the mnemonis of the shliach, of the eved, is a mnemonis, the almighty, it's not Yiddish, but still, the Rishonim say, we should say, Yiddish bottle of chosha bottle of kolo. Because after all, even though it's not, doesn't require Eides, everybody is kosher to be shliach of a get or ishtar shichu, but business to be mikavlet. And since business to be mikavlet, so mele, so mele, the aloha of Yiddish bottle kulo applies. So, Rabbi Ephraim Shitte is that we pass on like. Like Rish Lakish, in the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Yerushalm, because Rish Lakish is like Rove, and we pass like Rove, but the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like Rabbi Yochanan. They pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So mele, here, now, in this Gemara, a plainly balished who the Acham is Tafel Hogi, Avaloy Logo. So Rashi's Pshat is Maudi Taymor and Kovitz Lassi Amrinot. It's a Amrinot that I could have a Sarkadaitoch. Since he's Nemon Ligabi the Plainy, he should be Nemon Ligabi Ishte too. Pamash Mlon Ligabi Ishte, that is a Korev, he's not Nemon. The Ravid explains it differently. The Sabbataitach would be that since he's not Nemon Ligabe Ishte, he should not be Nemon Ligabe Tzlaini, Kamash Melon, that he's Nemon Ligabe Tzlaini. Why? Because, but why don't we say, like Rabbi Yechon Yerushalmi, Hakeset Nechosav Lushnim Nehodom, for your aiding, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "Eidish botlam tzosa botla botla kulosa." Here too, you should say, since the eides ligabe ishte is bottle, so the eides ligabe the plain should also be bottle. So the Ravid makes the distinction between a shem eid but a posel eid and somebody who does not have a shem eid altogether. Korev Roshe has a shem eid, except the Torah Passover. But Baldovo does not even have a shem eid, so it's not shayach to say Yiddish bottle of chosha bottle of kulo. What the Rabbi says, suppose Reuven said, Tleini bo al achesi shehi eshishish. So since he's not best and cannot be mikabel the eides ligabe achesi because he's a korev, so best and cannot be mikabel the eides ligabe the tleini either. All right. Now let's see the taste we see on Sanhedrin. Daf test on with base when Rava says Adam Korvis lots me. The other mace mass mirosh. He shall give a Mordechai. With the comma before base the Xuvis. Hoedim Shomok Safio Denose, Avalanissima Yino, Tamim Yino, Suedis Yino, Nemoni, Gomaroma Bahom, Bigmora, Loishono, Leshomo, Anusimo Yino Machmas Nefoshes, Avalanusim Machmas Mom and Enemoni. My time ain't a domesi mas merosh. The rove who the mosik or some poche. The hash the amaili pardon on the boy. The nem new remind the camera show ya nu sim avaloi machas mommy. Then rove sarom bachome says the mishne says in suves ho edim shomog savi deinuze avra nu sim yinu ktanu yinu psu edis yominu. So Then این شما کشفی در این روزه اولا نسیم اینو تنم اینو سلیدس اینو حقیل نمانی فیم بیشه ایدیم سو کشف یادم اوی شوی کشف یادم نیسی ما که مخیر نمانی اما قرم وخامه لوی شانو ولو شام قرم نسیم اینو مخیر نمانی اولا نسیم اینو مخیر فرش سقیل نمانی اما لقاب کل کمینه ای که میشه ایگی چوبین خیزم مگی فکر تیم هنم بیلال پیو بیشتر لی و مگش لکیش اید مخصوم لشتر نشنخت بیسو بیست الو که ایت مگا ایت بیش ایت مگا هغیل نمانی اما گامه بخامه لوی شانو لشام غنو سیمو اینو مخرس فاشس دریشه و دت دکسف یادم این ییتی مگه مخرس So there is a mige. So then, when is that the morning? Because only if they said, I'm not seeing in the machos the forces. So they don't make themselves into Rishoy. Because he says, they say, the malve, the point of the gun, forced us to sign the shtar. So they allowed because of Koch Nefesh.
Good, so they're not calling
themselves Russian. Yeah. Avalom won the Simon Machas. He gave us a bribe. So even though he has a Mige, so we say in the Mesimas Mirosh. Now, from this Gemara, there is a Rabbi Kriegas Akash. From this Gemara, it's Mashma. Now we saw there is a Machlokes between Tesis Mumtzi and Munen. And the Ramban and the Rashi and the other end was the Pshat in the Mesas Rosh. According to Teisves, the Pshat of Mesas Rosh is that a Dibur whereby a person declares himself into a Rosh,
he's lying.
Isheka. And the Ramban, so Melite says the Kashi, how can the Gemara say, my Yerzalim, amazing to his inner Mesas Rosh? So Teisves says, the Teres, because he has a special motive. He does tshuva, so he doesn't want to be made a chum lazor. And Ramban says, no, inner Yisrael is only shayach. He got be things that require edus. He cannot puzzle himself later by admitting guilt, just as one brother cannot puzzle another brother by testifying that the other brother is a Rosh. But Korban doesn't require edus, so he's Neman. So from this Gemara, Rabbi Kriya says, it's much more like Teisves. Because here, if we say like Ramban and Rashi, that the Dibur by person declares himself into Rosh is Emes, except the things that require edus. So, he's not Nemon, he doesn't become postulated, just as the Rosh cannot Mechaib Mise, and Mechaib Momen, even if it's Emes. So, but here, if Ein Ksav Yodon Yisim Mogmacher, and there is no Yechoch and Numdene, that a Dibur by a person declares himself into Rosh Yishet, some Mele, and here, he has a Mige, because he could have said, Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nefoshes, and he didn't say. So Meile, it's a Raya that he says Emes. And if it's Emes, we don't have to resort to the fact that they are showing in order the Shtar should be possible. Because if it's Emes that they that the Malve instructed them to sign the Shtar. Not a Leve, so it's not Nase Midas HaMishchayev, so it's a Chaspe Balme. So who cares whether they are Edim Kherim or Edim Tzum? It wasn't Nase Midas HaMishchayev, and still, the Gemara says here, Eino Isas Moroshe. So it's a Raya to taste the Shite. That the aloche of Mr. Roshi is an undre, that a dibur whereby a person declares himself into a Roshi Ishega. Alright, now, but then Rav Grieger mentions from the Gemara in Yevomes a Raya to the contrary.
A Raya to?
To the contrary. Rafei Amud Aleph, Lemish, Hamei Vigetin Dinas Hayam, Vomer von den Echtam, von den Echtam, Lo Yisa Sishin, in Yivomes, Rafei, Hamei Vigetin Dinas Hayam, Vomer von den Echtam, von den Echtam, Lo Yisa Sishin. Why? Because of Chashad, people talk, he became a shliach in order to marry the wife. May Sarakti Fagunu Yisasishti. Suppose in Dechot comes to Bezin and says that the Baal was mace, or he says, I killed him. So then he cannot marry the woman because of Lozus Fosayim.
Because of what?
Lozus Fosayim. But another person can marry the woman, even though he said, I killed him. So he said he was a Rosh. Reb Yudei Meir Haraktif Loitinos Ishti. Because he says he is a Rosh. A Rosh is post ladies, even ladies Ishu, who are all fully Akosha, but Rosh the Raise is post. Haragnu, I just saw how other people killed him. So he is not allowed to marry the wife, because of Lozus Fosayim, but others can marry Tnosis Ishti. So the Gemara says, Mei Sarakti Fogun Loises Ishti, Hu Niod Loises Ishti, Holacha Tnosei, Vomaravyei Seiflein Rivane Leinsi, Hu Veacha Mistafen Lohoge, Lerzeini Roshu, So here too, if he says Ani Araktiv, so it's like Flein Rivan Lesein, he declares himself the Rosh, and the Rosh is Posleides. How can Bezin be Mikabel is Eides when he himself says, I am Posleides? Vichitei Mishane Yisisho, Da'akil Berabonon, the top Sulmanemon, so even a Gazlan the Raisi and the Ritzeach is also kosher. Womaravnashe, Gazlan did Evreim kosher decision. Gazlan did a Taylor apostle decision. Name Ravnashe de Omak Rabjude. Omaloch Ravnashe. I know the Amra fill the Rabon. We time the Rabon Hoche Kidderov. Domarove Odom Korovis Lats may not is a Rosh. In other words, so Palgino di Bure. So in other words, he says to the Bure when he says, Ani Arakti is a Baal. So he says two things. Habal Nerak. And then he says another Dibur, Ani Oeirei. So the Dibur of Ani Oeirei, with that Dibur he makes himself into Rosh. But the Dibur Habal Nerak, he doesn't make himself in Rosh. So that Dibur of Habal Nerak we accept. The Dibur Ani Oeirek we don't accept.
Pagine de Bur.
Pagine de Bur. Leimer Rav Yisef Domak Rav Yudi. But Rav Yisef says, Loi Pagine de Bur. Rav Yisef Rivan Lesein. So Domak, hey. לא מכיר אפילו זה. אומר לך אפי יוסף, אני לא יודע אמרי אפילו רבונות, ושאני דיסי שעוד הכיר לרבונות, ורב נשא דומה כפי לי. סורב גביג עשה עם דחידושים, עם דאגויס המשנייס, פמביסקי מוריס מוכח, לדעלוכה. אופנרס מריץ ראש איז נאט, that the Dibur Abai person declares himself into Rosh Hashanah. Because if a Dibur Abai, a person declares himself Hashanah, so even if we don't say like Rav Menashe that Gazlan the Rice is possibly this issue, even if we assume that Gazlan the Rice is kosher this issue, but he still made himself into Rosh Hashanah, so there's an Umdani Hashanah. So how can the wife get married to somebody else? However, from the morning service, it's mashma that the pshat is in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, like Tisves, because there the Gemara says that in the case of Inks of Yodon Yisim of Machria, if they said, so Anusim, or Anusim in the Mishnah says in the morning, because they have a Mige, only if he said Anusim in Machas the Foshes. But if he said Anusim in Machas Mome, so in the morning. But over there, we don't need any kosher edes to puzzle the Shda. Because if it's true that they were bribed by Momein, so then it's not Nasim das Amishchayev. So the Shtag is a Chaspe Balme. So Meili couldn't collect the Malve with the Shtag. And still, we don't have to resort to this. So, and still the Gemara says, Ram Bachome, that the Mishnah says in the Reishe is nemonim only if they said anusim oyinu machmas nefoshes, but not if they said anusim oyinu machmas momen. So it's a raya that a dibur whereby a person declares himself into a roshe isheka. So how about the Gemara in Yevomis? What the Gemara in Yevomis says that if we don't say like Rav Menashe that Gazlan the Raise is possible in this issue, if we assume that Gazlan the Raise is kosher in this issue, so then even if the Eid says Araktiv, he is Nemon. If the Eid says Araktiv, so he is Nemon, because there is no stira. So Rabbi Shmuel Biskin gives the Teretz. The Beer Kashmuel Rabbi Ober mentions it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Biskin, that the pshat in Gemara in Yevomis is true, that a dibur whereby a person declares himself into Rosh Hashanah, that's only if there is one dibur. But if there are two dibur, like in the case of Araktiv, so there are two dibur. One dibur is Habal Nerach. The other dibur is Hezistira, because they say both dibur. There are two dibur, but it's really one dibur. Through Palginon Dibure, it becomes split into two Dibure. But on its face, it's one Dibure. And they say that Anus, when they didn't say Anusim Inu Machas Mome, so they say the Arishoy, and their Hagode is possible. So Mele, the Gemara says that when do we say that Palgino de Bure only when there is no stira in the Agode. But if there is a stira in the Agode, so then we don't say a Talgin on the board. So that's why if they say Anusim Oyim, the Mishnah says in the Reish that in Tzavyon Yitzchum Acher, so they have a Mige, so a real nemonim, only if they said Anusim Oyim Machlas Nefoshes. But if they said Anusim Oyim Machmas Momein, since it's one agode on the face. So, and they say they are showing the apostle to that agode. So then we don't say Palgin on the boy. According to Rav Yosef, you see. And according to Rav Enoch Nami. But this Gemara is true even according to Rav. The answer is, because here, the halacha is that the shtar has to be miskayim for eilis. It cannot be miskayim for other berurim. V'horaye, the Gemara in Ksuva says that if Bezdin saw the Edim sign the shtar b'laylo, since it could not apply b'laylo, the halacha of so Mimele, they have to stand up before another person and testify. But they know that the Edim signed it. It's a genuine signature. The halacha is Kium Shtoras has to be based upon Agolas Edim. Or it became, so it's also Agolas Edim, because of the halacha of Litei Shmir Dile Meriye. So Mimele, in this case, if they say Anusim Moyinu Machmas Momen, even though we know it's true because of the Mige, but you cannot be Mikai Mishtar al the Mige. The Kimashtar has to be based exclusively on Hagodah Seidim. Now, let's see the Gemara in Makis. Zayin Amud Aleph. Iluye v'tuvye krev v'da'a v'ave. Iluye v'tuvye were craving of the earth. And they testified, yeah, craving of the earth, I don't know, brothers, cousins, what different. Sova raf popeli meima gavalei v'umal v'rechikim. So raf popeli wanted to be mikavu v'edis. Rashi explains it.
How can you do it?
1 second. The Gabeid Alvoy. In other words, the two Eidim signed the Shtar, the Truvim borrowed the Meir Zuz from Shimon, and that Levi is an Orif. Levi is an Orif. Or they testified, Balpe, that Levi is an Orif. And Reuven and Shimon, the two Eidim, were craving of Levi, but of
the
Mal of Levi, they all hate him. So Sovar HaPopel Meima, since the Levi had money, so then the Agudah Seidus was held on Levi and the Malve, so he wanted to accept Eidus. Amalei, Rav Nebrid, Rav Yishua, Rav Pope, Ilesl, Leve, Lavos, Ravos, Lumalve. So Mimele is considered like Agode, and the Orev also. So Mimele, since it's possible to have the Orev, so Eidish, Botlum, Tzos, Botlokulo, is possible to have the living in marvels. That's Rashi Shit. Rashi says, Louis Vituvie, Ede Anvoye, or your craving alone. That's Rashi's Pshat. But then there are two other Pshat. The Raivet Pshat and the Ramban's Pshat. The Raivet Pshat is that they were not Ede Anvoye. Because in case of Ede Anvoye, it's like two Edim testifying that Reuven borrowed Meir Zuz from Shimon and that Levi borrowed Meir Zuz from Yehudi. And suppose they are craving to Levi and Yehudi. They are reheking to Reuven and Shimon. So of course we can be Mikavaleides Legabe Reuven and Shimon. It's two separate ages. But here the Rabbi says they were Edei Doi. In other words, there was a star that Shimon borrowed Meir Zuz from Reuven. But then Shimon claimed that he paid him up the Meir Zuz. And then the Edim testified that Shimon was made in their presence that he didn't as yet pay up the debt. So Rav Pope thought, since they were hiking to the live and the Malve, the Edim, and the live and the Malve, and the live now at funds, so it can be Mikavaleides. So what will be the result? That the live will be Mechuyev to pay, and the Orev not. So Rav Yeshua said, Leslie Leve, love was Ravos Malve. So Mele, we say, Edish a bottle of Tsoso,
bottle
of Kuhn. There's the Raibis Pshat. The Ramban's Pshat is that it is reference to Edi Piroi. In other words, there was Alvoy of Imonazus, and then the Malve. And that was established. And then the Malve claimed the money Zeus from the Levi. And Levi said that he paid it up. And then two Edim, who are craving to the Orev, said that he didn't pay it up. He didn't pay it up.
How do they know he didn't pay it up?
Because they were with the Levi and another Medina. So he couldn't have paid it up the way he claimed. So that he didn't pay it up. The country. There were Edim who said, in the country, that's the Rabbi's Pshat, but the Edim Doye Shalipah. But the Ramban's Pshat is that there were Edim Peroi who said, they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve. But these Edim who testified that they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve or craving of the Orev. So Rav Pope wanted to Mikavaleides, in other words, Mele Pata the Levi. So Rav Yeshua said, but suppose the Levi doesn't have any funds. So then, we'd have to Mikavaleides against the Orev, and since the Akrim of the Orev, so then the Orev would be Chayev, the Orev would be Chayev, and the Levi would be Potter. So Mimele, that we cannot say. What's the Machlekes? So the Machlekes between Rashi on one end, and the Raivet, and Ramban on the other is very simple, because Rashi Shite is a big Hiddish. After all, if they are Ede Alvoye, so it's like two Alvoyes. But the answer is, no, it's not two Alvoyes. If it had been a Kavlen, so then the Aloch is, if somebody is a Kavlen, so the Malve can claim from the Kavlen without even claiming it from the Levi, then it's two Alvoyes Mamish. But Orev is only Lugitva Meorev Trilo. Only the Levi has no Nechosim. So Memele, the Chiyuv of the Orev is based upon the Chiyuv of the Levi. So it's not like two edges, Nifrodis, but it's one edge. But what is the Machlekes between the Raived and the Ramban? The Raived Shite is that we do not say Palgina de Pure even in the case of Edei Doa Shaloi Pora. But if the Malve claims the money from the Levi, and the Levi says he paid it, and the Edim who are craving to the Oref testify that the Levi was made a bifneim that he didn't pay him, so then, according to Rafope, what would be the result? That the Levi is Mechuyev and the Oref is water. That doesn't contain any stira. Nothing. No stira. So Mimele, Ravune Breid, Rav Yeshua would agree with Rav Popeh that we say Pardin and Dibur. Mashein came in the case of Edei Piroin. So they didn't testify that they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve. So then the result would be that the Levi is Poter and Orev is Chayev, that is Tiram Neilbe. Alright. Now there's one more thing that I would like to discuss in the Gemara moments here. The Gemara says here, Michael Vachemia, Uma Piv, Shei Mechaivei, Momen, Mechaiv Yishvue, Eidim Shemechaiv Mishim Momen, in Eidim Shemechaiv Mishim Shvue, Upiv Mechaiv Momen, Voidaz Baldim Kim Eidim Dom. Now the question is, what kind of Eidim is it? He does Baldim Kim Eidim Dom. Is it Nemones? Or is it his chives? So we have, yeah. So we have three shittes rishain. The shitta of most rishainim is his nemones. In other words, the gabi momen, a person is nemo. Yesam emelei. So we believe. There is a shitta that Emiri mentions in Marcus that a person has no nemones negadeli, but it's a kinyan, it's his chayves. The raya that is his chayves is from the Gemara in Bo'basra, Daf Kuf Mem, Tes, by Isa Giyure. Isa Giyure. Is there a Gemara in Bo'basra? Thank you. Daf Kufman Tes Amud Aleph. Isa Giyure Havali Treis Haralf Ezuzet De Rav. Isa Giyure deposited by Rove 12,000
of them.
What? Isa Giyure. Isa Giyure. He was a Ger, Tzedek. Isa Giyure, so he was a Goy, and then he was born on Prati the Shmuel, and she conceived from him with Rav Mori. Rav Mori was a Biktam Trochem, was one of the Amori. Then, after she conceived from Isa Giyure, he did tshuve, and he became a real Gesedic. So, Rav Mori was the son of Rochel, the daughter of Shmuel. And he was not his son, Alpidin, of Sir Yuri was only biological father. After Dean, he was not Messiah's after the father. So, Isav Yure, before he died, deposited 12,000 Jews with Rovin. And Isav Yure wanted, as he was a Shrivmara on the verge of death, so he said he wants his biological son, Rav Mori, to get the 12,000 Jews. Now, so Rove said, there is no way how Isav Yure can force me to give the Tracer Alpha Zuse to Rav Mori, because Omar Rove Heiche Nitnino Rav Mori Lahane Zuse Ibi Rushe Lavan Yerushi, because he's not his son. He's only a biological son. He's not the halachic son. Ibn Matone, Matone Shrivmra, because Divri Shrivmra, Kirsuvim Mochim Surin Damge. So he's Kane, Bidibo Baum, Bidibo Baum, some male. If he's Kane, Bidibo Baum, so he just has to give it away to Isav Yure by mere fiat. So he said, no, fiat just by saying it. It should be given to Isav Yure. So Rave said, Matan Shrim Raki Rushi Shav Rabon, Kolechad Isav Rushi Isav Matoni, Kolechad Lesav Rushi Lesav Matoni. So anything that is Isa Birushe is Isa Matone, but something that is less Birushe is less Matone. So there is no way how he can force me to return the Tracer Alpha Zuse to Rav Mori. Ibn Shuche, less Negabai, Ibn Chlifin, Imadien, Ibn Chlifin. I agav karke, lesli karke, im mein sloshten, I sholach li aslin. Superficially it appears as if chas v'sholem, Rove wanted to grab the tracer of Azuzi. And that's why Professor Gretz was a big stallion, but he was a big amoretz, and the sainiteiro, he was a reformer, you know. So he attacks Rove, that he was a greedy person, but the mere induction raises the question, how is the child to say that Rove Chas V'Sholem wanted to grab the Tracer Alpha Zuse? So he says Chas V'Sholem, he didn't want to grab it, but there is a Mishnah in Shviz that if somebody is Hiroshi Shaloi Bidushe, Lidoshi Bidushe Al-Pudin, he doesn't have to return the Alvoy to the biological son. But if he doesn't return, then the Ruach HaChom Nechimen. In other words, he's not acting nicely. So Rove wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvah, to give it to Isav Yure B'Teras Matoni. So that's why he didn't want to be forced to give it Al-Pudin. That's the Pshat Nigmar. So, he said, there is no way how Isav Yure can force me to give away the Tracer Alpha Zuse. So,
what is this Maimon Shloshti?
Maimon Shloshti means the Mafki, the Nifket, and the Mikabel. Stand in one place. Maski Floravike Pered Ravame, Amai Vilayde Yisa, the Halon Zuzet Rav Morinir, the Litneu Bidais. Why couldn't Isav Yure, in the presence of two aiding, be made that the Tracer Alpha Zuzet belonged to Isav Yure for a long time? It's not that he wants to give it to him now. So, the call circulated ad hoch and nof a kiddush in Belusia. So he did, and he declared in the presence of Tuadim that they belong to Rav Mori. Some, even though the Chachamim knew it was a sheker, so still he was keen. So there's the kinyan of Dise. So we see that Ido is a kinyan. Now, so all the Rishonim say that Dise is a kinyan. But there are three shittas. One shitta is Dise is a kinyan in a case where we have to resort to a kinyan. As here, when it was known that the Reis Ralph Azusa did not belong to Yitzhak Yure. It did not belong to Rav Mori. It belonged to Yitzhak Yure. He wanted to give it away to them. And he deliberately was made a Visheka. So then, Midraise, it is becomes a Kinyan. But ordinarily, when there is no Yechoche, that the Ido is Sheker, so then it's effective Mitzad Nemones. But even in the case where it's not effective Mitzad Nemones, where it's known to all the Chachomim to best, that the Sheker is still effective Mitzad Ki. Then there is the Tshuves, the Chita of the Marit, that Ido's Baldin is always effective only with Satkinyan, not Misad Nemones. Because Misad Nemones are just as an Eidechot has known Nemones to be made Simomei, so the Babylon himself has known Nemones. There's the Shite of the Marit. Then the Shite of the Rosh is that Ido is always effective Mitzad Nemones, never Mitzad Idoi as a kinyan. But Ligabei Shchiv Mera, a ger, since he doesn't have the possibility of giving away through Matone Shchiv Mera, because Matone Shchiv Mera ki Yerush Shavi Rabbonon, so Mimele, some male the Chachomim of Misaki, another takone of Kinyan, of Idoi. But Regabi Borei, since the Shriv Mera has the possibility of giving it away by mere fayet, by Divo, so then Idoi is not effective. It's not effective. Now, let's see. Miri Makis. Now the Gemara says in Marcus that if two aiding testifying that Ruvin owes Elev Zuz to Shimon, that he borrowed Elev Zuz on Sunday from Shimon. And then two other Eidim come and testify. How can you say that you saw on Sunday in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock in the morning that Ruvin borrowed Elev Zuz from Shimon, when Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning you were with us in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. So then they have to pay us some. But suppose the two of the Mazim say, how can you say that on Sunday you saw that Ruvin borrowed Elev Zuz from Shimon, when on Sunday we were with you in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. But we saw on Friday before that Ruvin borrowed Elev Zuz from Shimon, so then they don't have to pay us on it. Because whom did they try to be mechayev? Somebody who owed Elev Zuz, except that they were made in Sheker. So there is no din of Kassis and Likashos. This government, what it got in Knas, if the two Mazimim say to the Nizumim, how can you say that you saw that Ruvein was gaining for Tavir Meir, the Sheva Vase of Shimon on Sunday morning, when Sunday in Yerushalayim, on Sunday morning you are with us in Mitzrayim at 10 o'clock. But we saw on Friday before that Ruvein was in even Tavir Meir, the Sheva Vase of Shimon, so then they have to pay us on it. Because by Knas, until the Mardin is not chayef, some melee, when they said, when on Friday, they saw he was giniv to be a chomecher, the sheva said of Shimon, so then he was not mechuyef. Now the shaila is, suppose the two Eidim, the Mazim say that to the Nizumim, how can you say you saw that he bowed on Sunday morning in Yerushalayim? Elev Zuz, on Sunday morning we were with you in Mitzrayim, but the Levi himself is made that on Friday before he bowed Elev Zuz. So when Shiti is, there is no Azam, because he does bow in the Levi. So that means that he was already high. The other Shiti is no. The Chiyuv arises now because of the Goy. So what's the Pshat in the other Shiti? The Pshat in the other Shiti is that he does bow in his own Yekiyye, and it's not pneumonis in any way. Now, the Shittes Rambam, when the Rambam paskens, that like Rabbi Yechanan, Hakisif Nechosof L'Shnei Nodah, Voyeidim Krevim Lozeh Ochekim Lozeh, so Rabbi Yechanan says, since they are Krevim to Shimon, so even though they are Ochekim to Ruvein, so the matone to Ruvin is also bottle. And Shlokhi says no, because Paul Gin and the Boy. And the Rama Paschal is like a Bechanan. And the Rama Paschal is like a Bechanan. And the Rabbin Ephraim Paschal is like a Shlokhi. Because the Gemara in Gittin, every Chehevi is Gittin because of Kol Chasai Knui Loch. So Rav says that Atzmai Kone, Nechosim Loi Kone, Palgin and Dibur. Why don't we say Eli Shepot Mitzos Bot Lekulo? So here too, we don't say Eli Shepot Mitzos Bot Lekulo. So the Kashi is, then the Rambam, How is the Rambam able to be Zakish Torah Mitzrayim and one hand the Pasuk like Rabbi that asks me Konen Choshem Konen and the Pasuk also like Rabbi in plain Rivan we are saying asks me that the plain is Chayv Mis and Hinat and the other hand the Pasuk like Rabbi. So there are two thoughts. One Teretz is if we say, like the Raivit, the Raivit Shiti is, Yiddish Botlo Tosu Botlo Kulo, is only Shayach when he has a Shemite, but the Posolik, but it's not Shayach when he doesn't have a Shemite altogether. So Korev has a Shemite, but the Posolik, but Baldovo does not have a Shemite altogether. And that's why Rav says, "Plenty of family saying who v'achem staff meyagi." How about other member of Rav? Plenty baalishti who v'achem staffin lehogo, lehogei afaloi lehogo. So there, it's not baldavos. So the Rav says, also baldavos because baalishti. But in the case of somebody saying. So then, Rav will be made that since we cannot be mekabel the edus ligabe achese isik orev, we cannot be mekabel the edus ligabe the plain either, because of edus shabbat muksoso bot lakula. But the question is, how can we say that the Rambam agrees with the Raivit? The Raivit says that the psul of Baal Bishtei is Misad Baldovo, and the Rambam in Perikut Veiz Milchaseides says explicitly that a Baal Bishtei Rishim Rishim. I don't think that that
presents... He's a Korv.
I don't think that that presents a problem, because the Rambam can agree with the Raivit that Baal Bishtei Yishtei Kigufei some Mele is a psul of Baldovo. But the Rambam mentions that there is a psul of Korev also. Why do we need it? The answer is, the halacha is that the husband is not allowed to testify to a first cousin of his wife because of Baal Kishte. Could we say that when the husband testifies against the father-in-law, or against a first cousin of his wife that is a Baldova. We couldn't say that he is a Baldova. So then we have to apply the aloche of Korev. But otherwise, so that's one teretz. But Rav Chaim doesn't accept the teretz because the Rambam says that Baal Bishtei Rishim Rishim. But Rav Chaim gives another teretz. He says, the shaila is the machleket between Rabbi and Rish Lakish. What does it have reference to? Does it have reference to a case where the Eidim tell when somebody is kesef kol nechosof as a joint matone to tubni olam? Now you know we have a matone can be given in two different ways. One way is that if Reuven gives away all his nechosim to Shimon and Levi severally, individually, that means he gives half of his estate to Shimon, half of his estate to Levi. And there is a matone that is known in law, in civil law, as joint. That means he doesn't give any part of his estate to Shimon individually or to Levi individually, but he gives all his estate to Shimon and Levi jointly, like one unit, like one person. Then there's another third kind of a matonim. If it is joint and several, in other words, he gives it away to Shimon and Levi, as a joint, if possible, if it's possible, that the two of them should get it, so the two of them should get it. But if for some reason one of them cannot get it because one of them is behind the Iron Curtain or he's in prison for life, so then the other one should get it. So Reb Chaim says the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish has reference to the case where the matonei, even the case where the matonei is given as a joint matonei, so then even Rish Lakish will be made it, that since it's given as a joint matonei only, so then since they are reheikim to Shimon, so Reuven couldn't get anything, any penny either, because it's only given as a joint matonei. In the case where it's given only as a several matonei individually, so then Rabbi Yechon will also be made it, that it's two agodas, two agodas, so each one gets it separately. The machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as Reb Chaim is only in the case when it is given as joint and several. So Rabbi Yechon holds, since in the case where both can get it jointly, so then they'll both get it as one person. So Memele, we say Yiddish, and Rish Lakish says, since in the case where one of them, let's say, is in prison for life or is behind the Iron Curtain, so couldn't get it, then the other one could get it, so Mele, we split it into two agodas, and the one who can get it, get the Arachekim, gets it, the one to whom the craving are craving doesn't get it.
Oh yeah. 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 Oh yeah.